The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nahat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Daf Samech Zayin.
Today's Daf is being studied in the Nishmat of Zakir Yosef Betzarab, and Marat Zakanati Yafa Betzarab, and the Nishmat of Ram Ben Esther, and Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied, therefore, Hashem Moshe Mendina, and Sarah Bat Rachel. Elna refer to him, refer to Nefesh, refer to Guf. We begin today's daf at Samech Vav Amud Bet, starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. This Mishnah is going to discuss to us the ramifications of different type of marriages and what happens as a result to the children of these marriages. Okay, basically, there's four basic principles that the Mishnah teaches us.
כל מקום שיש קדושין ואין עבירה, הבלד הולך אחר הזכר.
That's rule number one. Any time that a marriage is a legal marriage, שיש קדושין ואין עבירה, meaning, and you didn't make a sin. The קדושין is תופס, and no sin, which we would call a regular, legal, halachic marriage. The rule is like this. The child follows the father. Example.
Ve'eze.
What is an example?
Ezezu. Zu kohenet leviya v'yisraelit.
Any one of them. Kohenet leviya, that's the girl.
Shenasu lekohen levi v'yisrael.
All legal people, all legal marriages.
Kohen marries a yisraelit. The child is a kohen. Levi marries a yisraelit. The child is a levi. Yisrael marries a Kohenet. Yisrael.
So that's the basic rule of the first part of the Mishnah. Rashi bases it on a pasuk, l'mishpechotam lebet avotam. Now when it comes to mishpachot, we follow bet avotam. Next case.
V'chol makom sheyesh kedushin v'yesh avera.
Kedushin tofes, but it's avon.
Havalad olech achar hapagum.
Then the child gets the pigam. The child gets the blemish. And goes after the one that's blemished. Case?
Ve'eze zu. Zu almana lekohen gadol.
Okay, let's discuss that case. That's the case of Isur. Almana cannot marry kohen gadol. So if an almana marries a kohen gadol, so the child becomes, I mean, the girl, let's say, becomes a halala. Right? The halalim. Well, the boy becomes a halala is a halal as well, but the ikar is the girl. She becomes a halala, cannot marry keona. Right? Halala now cannot marry, limited. Halal can marry whoever he wants. Right? The boy, halal, he's not limited on who can marry. The halala is the issue that we're concerned about. So, almanat to kohen gadol, or for that matter, girusha v'chalutza lekohen ejot. It's also, marriage is tofes, kedushin is tofsin. Which means, if a Kohen Ediot marries a Girusha, he needs a get. I mean, the Kiddushin is Hal, but why made Avera? So the kid will be Halal as well.
Mamzeret v'nitina l'Yisrael.
Take a regular case, Mamzer marries Israel. Mamzer is a lo ta'aseh. Lo yavo Mamzer. Kiddushin is Tofsin, but what's going to happen? The kid's going to be a Mamzer. Kids are going to be Mamzerim. Or in Itina, those are the ones that in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, he banned them. They're also forbidden to marry into regular Israel.
Or Bat Yisrael, the other way. Bat Yisrael le Mamzer.
Or if the father's a Mamzer, Ulnatin. Good. So that's the third category. Yesh Kedushin v'yesh Avera. Good. So then the child gets the Pegah.
V'chol mi she'en la alav Kedushin, aval yesh la al acherim Kedushin, havalad Mamzer.
A case where Kiddushin is not tofes to the person, but Kiddushin will be tofes to somebody else. Simple, the kids will be in Mamzer.
Ve'ezui,
let's read the example. Ze'aba l'achat mekol ha'arayot shebatorah. That would be one of the arayot in Parashat Acharei Mot. A person marries his sister.
while his sister, there's no kiddushin tofsin between him and his sister, but somewhere else, the sister has a kiddushin. She can get married to another Jew.
Right.
So called she'en kiddushin tofsin over here, but yesh kiddushin somewhere else, so then the child is going, v'yesh avera, obviously. So it's avera. This is, what type of avera that she points out? Isu karet. Aravet is karet. So we have a rule. Anytime there's a union, where the kiddushin is not tofes b'chaybe karet, that's what following this opinion in the Mishnah, obviously. In kiddushin tofsin b'chaybe karet, v'yesh avera, so then the child is a mamzer. That's any of the arayot that are written in Parashat Aharimot. Okay? Then you have the last case, v'chol mi she'en la lo alav ve'lo acherim kiddushin havalad kemota. Then you have another type of a girl, let's say, there's no kiddushin in the story we're talking, and there's no kiddushin for anywhere. Then the child goes like the mother. What is that? Ve'ezeh zevelad shefha v'nukhrit. Take the case of nukhrit. A Jew goes with a nukhrit. Okay? Is the kiddushin over here? There's kiddushin not here for a nukhrit, and there's kiddushin nowhere for a nukhrit. Anybody who marries a nukhrit, there's no kiddushin. It's not like a sister. Guy marries his sister, okay, here it's not going to work, but a sister can marry a stranger, it'll work. But a nukhrit, where there's no kiddushin, not here, and not anywhere else, then it goes after the mother. The mother's a nukhrit, the child is a nukhrit. Child is a goy. That's the famous Mishnah where we learned that it goes after the mother. Over here, the mother's a goya, the child is going to be a goya. Or the mother's a shifha, kananit. Right? A regular guy married a shifha. Shifha doesn't have a marriage. Not here, not anywhere. Can't marry shifha. Therefore, the child becomes a eved. Okay? That's the four categories of the Mishnah. Let's review the first category, because that's going to be the discussion at the beginning of the Gemara. The beginning of the Gemara was like this. Kol makom, sheyesh kedushin ve'en avera. Regular marriage, normal marriage. Kol makom, any time you have a marriage of kedushin tofsin ve'en avera, hol avalad olech achar hazachar. So the Gemara says, kol makom sheyesh kedushin, Amar le Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, klalahu. Boy, is this a rule? You tell me. Dechol makom sheyesh kedushin ve'en avera ve'lo dolech achar hazachar. Vehare. Oh, we have an exception. Now we start. Ger shenasa mamzeret. Okay, let's calculate it ourselves. Ger, okay, shenasa mamzeret. It's a mahloket if a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeret. What does this mahloket depend on? How do you look at a ger? The Torah says, Lo yavo mamzer bikhal Hashem. Is a ger considered kehal Hashem or not? So according to the opinion that says that it's okay, that's the Biyoseh. The Biyoseh is of the opinion that holds kehal gerim lo ikri kahal. Okay? Which means he holds gerim are not called kahal. Mamzerim are only forbidden to come into the kahal. But if you're not part of the kahal, no problem. So according to the Biyoseh, a ger shenasa mamzeret, it's kiddushin tofsin ve'en avera, right? Read Gemara. Ger shenasa mamzeret ve'yesh kiddushin ve'en avera havalad olecha ara pagum. However, in that case over there, the child is a mamzer. Now the question is why? Which means you just told me if kiddushin is tofsin, kiddushin is tofes ve'en avera, it goes after the father. En avera, no sin. A ger is allowed to marry a mamzeret. En avera, it's legal. Legal marriage. It's like a kohen marrying an Israelite. A ger, according to the Biyoseh, can marry a mamzeret. Kesh kiddushin, v'day. Avera, no avera. Ger, but what's the law? The law is the children of mamzerim. What do you mean? You gave me a rule in the Mishnah. You told me that any time there's Yesh kiddushin ve'en avera, you go after the father. If you go after the father, the father's a ger. Ger, Jewish. Kid should be regular Jew. Nothing to do with mamzerim.
What do you want?
So, not gerim. Jewish. Jewish legal. Legally Jewish. Which is, what are you telling me? You're breaking the rule. You gave me a rule in the Mishnah. This is an exception to the rule. So the Gemara says, Detanya. We have a braita. Ger shenasa mamzeret havalad mamzer. Devrer Rabbi Yosef. which goes against the principle of our Mishnah. Amar le, so he answered back, Misa vart matnitin Rabbi Yosei? Alright, you thought that our Mishnah is going to be Yosei? Matnitin Rabbi Yehudahi. Oh, de amar, ger lo yisam memzeret. Because he holds that a ger is part of the kahal. And therefore, a ger and a memzeret is an illegal marriage. Then it's v'yesh kiddushin, v'yesh avera. So this will fall into the second category of the Mishnah. And what do we say in the second category of the Mishnah? Kol she'yesh kiddushin, v'yesh avera, holech ahar pegam. And that's what the child's going to be, havalad, holech ahar hapagum. Very good. So therefore, our Mishnah is going to be Yehuda. So the Gemara asks an obvious question. V'nitniya. So say it. Which means, in the case, in the second stage of the Mishnah, when it said, Kol makom sheyesh kedushin ve'yesh avera v'alach kohen ha'pagum, then the Mishnah gave me examples. Right? What was the examples of the Mishnah? Almana kohen gadol, Girushat kohen ediot, Yisrael tuam mamzer, Yisrael tuam mamzer. Why don't you give me this case also? If you're listing all the cases, list this case as well. Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, ger shenasa memzeret, kiddushin tofsi v'yesh avira, v'lad olecha arapagum. So the Gemara says, Tana kol makom de sefa le'etuye. Right? The kol makom of the sefa is coming to include that case. Wait, what does it say in the second part of the parasha? Kol makom sheyesh kiddushin v'yesh avira. So the kol makom is coming to include that case. Good. Or I can give another answer. Le'olam Rabbi Yosei. Really, I'll tell you that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yosei, that holds ger shenasa mamzeret havalad kasher. Oh, which means havalad kasher. Ger shenasa mamzeret kiddushin tofsin ve'en avera. Oh, then the rule is you should go after the father. Why is the kid a mamzer? Vetana ezuzu lemeute, and the ezuzu of the resha is coming to exclude this case, which means it's not a klal. When the Mishnah said kol sheyesh kedushin ve'en avera, it's not kol. There's exceptions to the rule, and how do we know there's exceptions? Because when the Mishnah said, and what are the cases ve'ezuzu, it's mashma that it's coming to limit only to these, and to, is an exception. So therefore, you're right. It's the Rabbi Yosei, and there's an exception. The Gemara asks, "Ve'ezozu vetula." Oh, which means you're telling me when it says "ve'ezozu" that this is the only exception. There's no other exceptions. Oh, so the Gemara comes along and says, "Vare halal shenasa bat Yisrael." Okay, let's calculate halal. Halal is a product of a kiddushin. Let's say of a kohen to a divorcee. Kohen marries a divorcee. The child is called a halal. A halal that marries a bat Yisrael. Can a halal marry Yisrael? Absolutely. Yes, kiddushin. Ve'en havera. So hare halal shasa. But you say the yes kiddushin ve'en havera. The valad olech achar zachar. And the law is in that case that the valad goes after the zachar, which means that what? That if they had a daughter, she is a halala like the father. It's like the father is a halal, the child is going to be a halal. Therefore, it should be forbidden to marry a kohen. Also, what do you see over here? There is another exception, which means you have a case of havalad olech achar zachar.
And the
pagam. Hold it, but leave that pagam. Havalad olech achar zachar. How come the Mishnah didn't say that case? Which is, you told me, this is the only exception. Besides this exception, all the other cases are we stated. Okay. What do you mean? It's not so. You're missing this case. A halal that marries a Yisrael works. It's yesh kedushin en avera levalad olech achar zachar. How come you didn't tell me that case? So the Gemara says halakasha. If that's your question, that's not a question. Why? Kirabi dostai ben Rabbi Yehuda svirale. Because we're going like the shita of Rabbi dostai ben Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi dostai ben Rabbi Yehuda, he has an interesting shita. He holds that benot Yisrael femishita mikveh lahalalim. Which means once a Bat Yisrael marries a halal, it coaches up the children are not considered halalim. Benot Yisrael mikveh lahalalim. Means you have a Bat Yisrael marries a halal, so now the kids are not going to become halalim. On the contrary, the kids are going to become, they're not going to be kohanim, but they're going to be kosher. They're going to be kosher. Oh, so therefore, in this case, Obi does not go after the Zakhar. Okay? Alright? So it doesn't go after the Zakhar. So comes the Gemara and says, the Gemara gives the opposite case. V'hare Yisrael shenasa halala. Okay, let's analyze. Yisrael halala, kosher. Yisrael's allowed to marry halala. So Kiddushin tofsin. Ve'en avera, diyesh kedushin, ve'en avera, ve'avarad olecha ara zachar. In that case over there, the child becomes a Yisrael, which means, if they had, let's say, a daughter, the daughter is kishira lekeuna. How come the Mishnah didn't say it? Again, a Yisrael, shenasa halala. Kosher marriage? Absolutely. Yesh avera? No avera. That's the first rule of the Mishnah. Kol sheyesh kedushin ve'en avera, havalad holech achar hazachar. And this is exactly that case. The valad is going after the zachar. The daughter is going to be mutalik. How come you didn't say it? So the Gemara says, Tana kol makom derisha latuye. Yeah, the kol makom is coming to include that case. The Gemara says, V'nitniye behedya. What are you working with? This business over here of including it from a kol makom, stated explicitly. The Mishnah knew how to write out cases. Didn't the Mishnah give me the cases of Kiddushin, Tofsin, Ve'en Avera? That's a Kohenet, a Yisraelit, a Leviyah, that married a Kohen, a Levi, so give me, throw this case in there explicitly. Why are you only including this case from a kol makom? Write it explicitly. Because we don't have a way to write it. Why? Hechi nitni. What do you want it to say? Kohenet ulviyavi Yisraelit v'halala. You want to include halala? Shniset lekohen levi v'Yisrael. Now give me why? Halala lekohen mihazia, which means you can't write it that way. You can't add halala to the list of girls to kohen levi v'Yisrael, because we know halala cannot marry a kohen. So then you really have to divide it. You have to say no, kohen levi v'Yisrael to a kohenet levi, kohen levi v'Yisrael, v'halala to a Yisrael. I mean, it becomes too verbose. It becomes too confusing. This way was an easy way to write in the Mishnah. Kohenet Yisrael, Yisrael, Kohenet Yisrael. Mix and match any of these combinations, it'll be okay. Once you throw halala in there, it only works the Gabe, Leviyah, and Yisrael. It's not going to work the Gabe. So therefore, it's too confusing to write it, so therefore the Mishnah rather include it just from a kol makom. Okay? Good. So I give it up. We're now finished. Va'ika deraba barbar hanna. We have another case of Rabba Bar Hanna. Damar, Rabba Bar Hanna, Amar Yohanan. Mitzri Sheni, Shenasa Misrit Rishona, Bena Shilishi Have. Okay, let's go now. We know the Torah, there's a guy that's called a Misri. Misri that converts. Misri that converts is called a first generation Misri. First generation Misri cannot come into the Kahal. Second generation cannot come into the Kahal. Dor Shilishi, Yavo Hinda. Third generation is okay. So who is a Misri guy? He converts. Who does he marry? He'll marry another Misrit. Convert of a Misrit that converts. They can marry each other. The Misrit to the Misri, they can marry each other. Mm-hmm. Now what's the law? The Gemara gives a case. You have a Misri Sheni, second generation father, that married a first generation mother. Or Mislime. Mm-hmm. Halakha, according to this Gemara, the child goes after the father. Mm-hmm. So therefore the child is a Shilishi. And therefore it's kosher. And that's a classical case of Kiddushin Tofsin in Avira. They're allowed to marry. Avalad Olechahar Hazakar. Why don't you say it in the Mishnah? That in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Tana kol makom de resha le'etuye. You're right. The kol makom of the resha, which already we have stuff in, add that to the list. Add that Misri Sheni. The kol makom fits that case also. So now we see it's coming to include a couple of cases, the kol makom.
Yeah.
It can. So comes the Gemara, Ul Rav Dimi, the Amar Sheni Havi, Oh, Rav Dimi in Masechet Yevamot has a different shita. He says, in the Misrit cases, you always go after the mother. He has a pasuk to teach us that. And therefore he holds, a Mitzri Sheni that marries a Mitzri Nishon, the kids are Sheni. Oh, so that's an exception according to Rav Dimi. Because that's Yesh Kiddushin, in Avera, but you're following the mother. So according to Rav Dimi, it's an exception. There's no problem. Tana Ezuzu Lemeruteh. Okay, so the Ezuzu of the Resha is coming to exclude, according to Rav Dimi, Mitzri Sheni, Shenasa, Mitzrit, Rishon. Okay, so we're mixing and matching here. This guy will use it as an exclusion, this rabbi will use it as an exclusion, this one use it as an inclusion. So basically all we're just trying to get the rules down, Pat, over here. So we gave rules, then we're giving exceptions. Oh, the exceptions are excluded from Ezuzu. Then we're giving extra cases that the Mishnah didn't say. Oh, those are included from the Kolmakom. That's basically what's happening over here. Comes the Gemara and says, hold it, Va'ika. We have another case. Dechi Ata Ravin. When the Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he gave a rule. Ba'umot, when it comes to nations, halach achar azachar. We'll wait for the Gemara later on to see what this is talking. What do you mean nations? Nations are what? Goyim? You go after the zachar? Well, who cares what you go after? The goyim. Oh, well, wait. So obviously, you have to see exactly what that case is talking about. Nidgayaru, but if they converted, halach achar hapagum shemahim. We're going to again wait for the Gemara to understand what this case is. But bottom line, it's a case that's telling us over here that you have nidgayaru, you have a man and a lady, okay, from the goyim. They converted. Now the chavra, it's kiddushin, tofsin, the en avera, and it says you go after the blemished one. Now what's blemished? Why? So maybe one of them is Amoni. One of them is a Misri, so you have situations that are taking place. So we'll see exactly the case to give it up, but just conceptually digest. You have Goyim, they converted, they got married, it's Yesh Kedushin, and Avera, and it says your child goes after the Pagum. So it's an exception. So the Gemara says, Tana Ezuzu Lemeute. Okay, no problem. The Ezuzu of the Resha. Wow, a lot of things in the Resha that's coming to exclude. So this is coming to exclude the Ezuzu and the Resha. It's coming to exclude also
cases.
Shnei Goyim, Shnei Gayaru, Avalad Holech Achare Apagun. Okay, just separate lines over here. Okay, so comes the Gemara and says, Hai Mai. Okay, now the Gemara wants to square off all these opinions now. The Gemara starts. If you want to say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, let's crystallize Rabbi Yehuda. This is all you need to know now. Now we can just plug everything in. Matnitin Rabbi Yehuda means what? That a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeret. Because a ger is considered kahal. So a ger mamzeret relation is en kiddush, yesh kiddushin, en kiddushin v'yesh avera. Kiddushin is not tofes v'yesh avera. Okay, sorry. Kiddushin tofes v'yesh avera. Let's review. Rabbi Yehuda holds what? Ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeret. He holds ger is part of the kahal. And therefore, yesh avera, v'yesh kiddushin, therefore it's very good. That's why the child is a mamzer. Because you go after the pagam, so therefore that's why the ezuzu of the sefa is, I'm sorry, the kol makom of the sefa is coming to include that case. So this is accounted for. Let's go according to the Biyuda's logic. We want to count all the rashot now. According to the Biyuda, that holds ger shenasa mamzeret havalad mamzer. And this is a case of yesh kedushin v'yesh avera. So the kol makom is coming to include it. Check. Very good. This works out. No problem. Continue. Kol makom deresha. Oh, now. And what are we going to say the kol makom of the resha? Come on, come to the Rasha, that's over here. That yesh kedushin ve'en avera. La'atuyeh Yisrael shenasa halala. Good, that's one case it can include. Yisrael shenasa halala. Udraba bar bar chana. And according to Rabba bar bar chana, ezu lemi'ute drabdimi. And the ezu of the Rasha is coming to exclude drabdimi. That's the Mesih Sheni shenasa Mesih Trishon. So everything fits in over here. Ve'ravin. And Avin is the case of which means, according to Rav Yehuda, we have an understanding for all the cases. Kol makom of the sefer. I'm going to repeat. Kol makom sheyesh kedushin veyesh avera. What is it coming to include? This case. So that's accounted for. What else is accounted for? We have a kol makom of the resha. Oh, that's accounted for also. We have two cases that it can come to include. It comes to include Yisrael Shnasa Halala, Yesh Kedushin Ve'en Avera, and the father, the kids goes after the Zakar, kids go kosh. Or, according to Ravdimi, according to the other sheik taught, not Ravdimi, Mitzri Sheni Shnasa Mesiti Shona, that the kids going to go after the father also, according to him. And according to Ravdimi, it's coming to the Ezuzu. It's coming to exclude. So everything fits. We have an interpretation. However, kol makom de sefa, or kol makom de sefa, kol makom de sefa, good. Le'atuye gesh nasa mamzeret. Good, like we learned. That's called Rabbi Yehuda. Gesh nasa mamzeret. Ela I amat Rabbi Yosehi. Okay, now we run into the dilemma. If you're going to say that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yoseh, what does Rabbi Yoseh hold? Ger shenasa mamzeret
en
avera veyesh kedushin. So that's an exceptional case. Kol makom deresha kede amran. Kol makom deresha kede amran. Good. These cases, no problem. He can read the case of Yisrael Sahalala. Mesih Sheni with these cases over here, no problem. Ve'ezu kede amran. An ezu of the resha is coming to exclude the geshnasa mamzeret, vabadat mamzer. That's good. That's a biyoseh. Because what was the resha? The resha is kol sheyesh kedushin, and we have an exception. The ezu is coming to exclude. Alibad biyoseh. We have a kedushin tosi ve'en avera, shevadat mamzer. Good. So that fits in also. Ela kol makom de sefa le'atu yemai. What is this coming to? The kol makom of the sefa, it's not coming to
include
anything. It can only what's kol makom the sefa yesh kedushin veyesh avera. That can only include a case of kedushin veyesh avera. That's the biyuda. But according to Rabbi Yosef, basically this is open. That's basically what came out. You don't have to remember the calculation. All you got to know is everything is accounted for according to everybody, except the kol makom of the sefa is nothing to include according to Rabbi Yosef.
Yeah.
For the simple reason. Because what's the rule in the Mishnah of the sefa? Yesh kedushin, yesh avera. What do you do? Yesh kedushin, avera, you go after the pigam. Okay? So the beauty, that's a beautiful. You know what the kol makom is coming to include? Yesh vasam mamzeret. That's yesh kedushin, yesh avera. Perfect. We got another case. But according to the B you say, that says this is legal. So what's the kol makom coming to include? This is open. Everything else you can fit into one of the opinions. This is open. So the B you say will come and answer you like this. Gemara says, Ela I amar the B you say, kol makom deresha keda amran, ezu keda amran, Ela kol makom deresha keda atu yemai, ve le tamich, le the B Yehuda, ezu zu desefa lamali. Oh, now this is not even on the chart. We have three categories over here. But there's also an Ezozu of the Sefa. Right, in the Sefa, which is in the second case. Kol makom sheyesh kedushin veyesh avera ve'ezozu. Now this, according to the Biyuda, we never excluded anything. So you know what the Biyuda is going to say? You don't have to. So the only reason why we said Ezuzu of the Sefa is Derech Agav of Ezuzu of the Resha. So for the same money, we'll say that the Kol Makom of the Sefa, according to the B, Yoseh, is Derech Agav of the Kol Makom of the Resha. The same way you agaved the Ezuzu of the Sefa, Well, agav, there is the kol makom of the resha alibad the rabbi Yosef. That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says. ולתעמך רבי יהודה איזו זו דסיפה למה לי אלא עידי דתנה רשע איזו זו תנה סיפה איזו זו הכנה מי עידי דתנה רשע כל מקום תנה נמי סיפה כל מקום which means basically both rabbis רבי יהודה and רבי יוסף are going to have one item that's opened רבי יהודה is going to have the איזו זו of the סיפה it's not coming to exclude anything that's what he's saying it for we want to keep consistency in the Mishnah So we want to keep the consensus. Since we have an Ezuz of the Resha, so we kept the Ezuz of the Resha. But even though it's not coming to exclude anything. Oh, no, according to Rabbi Yosef, say the same logic. The Kol Makom of the Resha, you need to include cases. So once it said this case, it said the Kol Makom of the Resha, even though it's not coming to exclude anything. So basically, yeah, it's not important to remember how everything fits in. All you have to remember, the four rules, that's the key. Let's review the four rules. Number one, Kol Makom Yesh Kedushin Ve'en Avera. That goes after the Zachar. Kol Makom Sheyesh Kedushin Ve'yesh Avera Holech Ahara Pagum. Kol Makom She'en Kedushin Po. But Yesh Kedushin Ve'makom Acher. That's Vlad Mamzer. That's a Karet case. That's Arayot. Ve'kol Makom She'en Kedushin Lo Po Ve'lo Sham Vlad Holech Ahar Ima. Goes after the mother. That's considered a guy marries a Goya. No kiddushin here from the Goya, no kiddushin anywhere for the Goya. The mother, the child becomes a Goy, like the mother. And then what we had to deal with is, what do you do with the Kol Makoms? What are they coming to include? What do you do with the Ezuzus that are coming to exclude? So we went to this whole, this is coming to include this case, other case, machines. Really, it's not Kladim. There are more cases than the Mishnah included. And there's some exceptional cases that the Mishnah excluded, and it goes according to this chart. That's the basic that you have to just understand. That the Kol Makoms are all accounted for, as much as we can. The Ezuzus are all accounted for. There's two ways of going, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, based on what they hold by Geshen HaSam Mamzeret, and that's it. Now let's go one more step over at this point. Okay. Let's just give an introduction, and then this will go good. We have a law that says that when we went into Eretz Yisrael, we had to kill all these seven nations. Haiti, Amori, Perizi, Abusi, Gilgashi, right? We called them Kena'anim, but we just picked Kena'an as one of the nations. But it's really seven. Lo tehayeh kol neshama. You gotta kill all of them. So now we just want to know which ones do you have to kill. What's the now for sure? If a Kena'ani marries a Kena'anit, the child is a Kena'ani, and therefore lo tahiyeh kol neshama. Meaning you cannot buy him as a slave. We're allowed to buy Guim as slaves, not unless you have to kill them. So from the seven, you cannot buy slaves out of them because it says lo tahiyeh kol neshama. So it's clear if let's go there. If a non-seven nation, a Sini, okay, that's not one of the seven. A Sini married a Sinit. I'm making up. The child is Sini, Sinit. No problem, buy him as a slave. If a Kana'ani married a Kana'anit, what's the question? The child is a Kana'ani or a Kana'anit, and therefore, not tahayeh. What about mixed? We want to know regarding the children over there. So the Gemara says, and this is a statement that we made above Gufa. Ki ata ravin, when ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, be'umot halach achar hazachar. We didn't know what that case was talking about. Now we're going to see it. Be'umot, when it comes to nations, go after the male. What's the case? Nidgayiru halach achar hapegum. And when they convert, you go after the pegum. Let's go one step at a time. Shibishnem. My be'umot halach achar hazachar. Kedetanya, minayin lehad min ha'umot. Had min ha'umot, that's a sini. Okay, Sini. Hanamot. Yeah. It's from one of the nations of the world, one of the 70 nations of the world. Sheba ala Kena'anit. Oh, he came to Kena'an, he had relations with a Kena'anit. What is a child? Ve'ulid ben, she'ata rashay liknoto be'evet. Oh, that goes after the father. And therefore, if it goes after the father, you could buy him as a slave. Tamud lomar ve'gam mebenei ha'toshavim. Hagarim and Mahem, Mehem Tiknu. The ones that are living with you, mehem tiknu, you can buy. Which means, the Sini guy came from Sini, he moved to Canaan, he took a Canaani lady, had a baby. Now he's not a resident, meaning he's not a natural. He came to live by us. So therefore the child goes after the zakhar. That's the case. Be'umot holech achar zakhar. And what? Umot married a Shefai Kanani, go after the father. And therefore you could buy the kid as a slave. But let's go the other way. Yachol. Let's say the father is an Eved Kanani. Father is Canaan. He's no good. You got to kill that guy. He married a Sinit. Okay, Shifha mina umot. Veolid ben. Shatar Hashalik nito be'Eved. You think you could buy him? The kid is Eved. No, sir. Tamud Omar. Asher olidu be'arsechem. The only ones that you're allowed to buy if they were born in your land. Menanuladim be'arsechem mehem tiknu, velo menagarim be'arsechem. Which basically the rule is like this. The way you crystallize the sugya to make it simple, the mother always stays where she is born. A Kanaani lady will have a child where? In Canaan. So therefore the child is considered menanuladim be'arsechem. The guy from Sini came to Canaan. Because the guy came from out of town, a Sini, came to Canaan, had a baby in Canaan, father is a Sini, what's the deen? Somewhere else and moved. What would that case be? A Canaani guy went to Sini. She gave birth over there, and now the child came to Canaan, he's not min anuladim, he's garim al-sechem. That guy, no good. Lo techaye kone shama. His father was a Eved Kanaani, or Kanaani. Therefore, he is a Kanaani as well. Therefore, lo techaye kone shama. So the case where you go after the zakhar is when, again, rule, be'umot olech achar zakhar, that's talking about the lady was a Shifha Kanaanit. She was Kanaanit. He was a Sini. Go after the father. Because where was the kid born? He comes to us. The girl gives birth in Kanaan. But if they're born somewhere else, no. That's Pesukim. Straightforward. Look at the next part. The next part says, Nitgayiru alach achara pagum shebishnehem. Strange case. Nitgayiru. You have two goyim. Okay, well, nothing. That means nothing to me. Two goyim. Mm-hmm. Let them marry whatever they want. No, nitgayaru. Two goyim, goyim and goyag converted. The marriage good? Yeah, why not? No avirot, no nothing. Okay, beautiful. The kid goes after the pagum. Who's pagum? What do you mean pagum? Once you convert, you're totally Jewish. Could there be a pagum in this case? So we don't even know what the case is. So the Gemara says, Bemai. What is the case? So now we're talking about denominations. A Mitzri, is he Pagum? Yes. Because really he cannot come into the Kahal yet. He's a Mitzri. Who married an Ammonite? Is Ammonite Peguma? No. Because there's no restrictions on the females. So that cannot be the case, because we need a case where both of them are Pagum. And it's telling that she go after the more pagum. This case over here, one of them is totally legal. Again, a Mesri that marries an Ammonit. Before we get to the children, you got to create me a case. Nidgayaru holech ahara pagum shebishnehem. You go after the worst pagum. In this case, there's no worst. There's only one pagum. Because Ammonit is legal. So the Gemara it says, my pagum ika. Ammonit velo Ammonit. The Torah says Ammonit is permissible. Mm-hmm. And you know what the case is? Yeah. Interesting story. Ela ba'amoni shenasa misrit.
Nice.
Okay, now let's go. Ammonit shenasa misrit. They're both pagum.
Of course.
Ammonit is pagum because he can't come into the Kaal. Ever. He's okay to marry a misri. Yeah. But this guy is out from regular, but Misrit, his third generation will be okay. They're both Pagum. Misrit Sheni, Misrit Yishon is also Asura. So you have two Pagums over here. Mm-hmm. Now what's the rule? Let's figure it out ourselves without looking at the Gemara. What's the rule? You go after the most Pagum. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say the child is a Zachar. The child is a male. For the male, what's the more Pagum?
Ammoni.
To be an Ammoni. He'll never be able to come into the Kaal. So for Zachar, you'll put him after the father. Let's say it's a girl. If it's a girl and you're going to put it after the father, Ammoni, she's legal. The more Pagum for the girl is to put her on the Misrit side that she has to wait three generations. So that's the case. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says, Ela, first white line, Be Ammoni Shenasa Misrit, the Izachar have Hashadya Abatre Dide, throw him after the father. And he'll become an Ammoni, and he'll be a suitable coming to the Kaal forever. Because if you're going to throw her after the father, she's legal immediately. She's Ammonit. Throw her after the mother, now she got away, three generations. So that's what the statement above said. That when they convert, you got to pick the biggest pegam.
That child.
And that's the case. An Ammoni, the married him asleep, the Gabe, the child, who's more pagum to affect this child? Zachar goes after the father, then goes after the mother. And the other case that talked about, Be'umot halach achara zachar, that's referring to Be'umot a Sini, or whatever, one of the Umot ha'olam, married a Shifcha Kenanit, the child will be legal to buy as a slave. That's Be'umot halach achara zachar. You go after the father, and because that's the rule. That's the rule, and there's no law of lot tahayeh. Because it's about the opposite case, right? If the husband was a Kenani and married a Sinit, then already the child is no good. Goes after the actually goes after the father again in that case as well. That's basically you remember. It always goes after the father, and therefore. And they learn that from Pesukim as well. And then you have the four rules of the Mishnah and all that inclusions and exclusions.
So we learned in the Mishnah, Kol she'enna alav kiddushin. So we said in the Mishnah, anybody that kiddushin is not tofes, and but the kiddushin will work somewhere else. So we said in that case, already v'lad zemamzer. What's the example of that? For example, a person marries his sister. Okay, so that's a case where kiddushin is not tofes. Obviously, it's haybe kiritut, but kiddushin would be tofes somewhere else, which means the sister can marry somebody else. But over here, it's not tofes. So that's kiddushin in tofsin v'yesh amra shel karet. So the deen is vlad is mamzer. So the Gemara asks a question. How do you know that? According to Rashi, the question is, how do you know this concept that en kiddushin tofsin b'haybe kiritut? Simple question. How do you know there's no kiddushin, which means the person tells his sister, hare'at mikudeshet li, it's nothing. You don't need a get, kiddushin is not tofes. How do you know that? Rashi points out, very important fact, we don't need to prove mamzerut. We know that that union of isur karet produces a mamzer. How do we know that? Rashi says, from two pasukim in Sefer Devarim. The pasuk says, "Lo yikach ish et eshet abiv." Lo yikach ish et eshet abiv. The Gemara Yibamot learns. What does it mean, eshet abiv? It means zikukat abiv, the lady that his father has to make yibum with, which would mean his aunt. The boys. Father's brother's wife. Torah says you cannot take such a lady. Now we know an aunt is karet. Right after the pasuk says lo yikach et eshet abiv, the next pasuk is lo yabom mamzer. So we learn from over there that something that's a karet brings mamzerim. The next pasuk is lo yabom mamzer. So we learn anything that's isur karet creates a mamzer. I don't need a gemara for that. That I know already in Yibamot. What we're coming to prove here tonight is, how do you know that Kiddushin is not Tofes? Maybe it's Kiddushin Tofsin and still there's a Mamzer. We need to know that Kiddushin is not Tofes. So the Gemara goes on to proof. Gemara says, Minay Nemile Damar Rabbi Chaya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yohanan Umatuba, and some say it in the name of Mishum Rabbi Yanai. And Rav Habered Rabba said, Umatuba Mishum Rabbi Yosegli. He brings in the name of Rabbi Yosegli. Amar Kera V'yatze'a Mebeto V'alecha V'ayeta L'ish Acher. Simple pasuk. Lady was married. She got divorced. It says V'alecha V'ayeta L'ish Acher. So what's this pasuk again? She gets married to somebody else. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. La'achirim. Yeah, v'hayeta means it's kedushin. V'alecha v'hayeta. Hayeta means it's kedushin. Only la'achirim. V'lo lekerubim. But if she goes to a relative, she goes to marry her brother, for example, there's no hayeta. There's no kedushin. That's the Gemara wants to prove it. So again, it says, V'alecha v'hayeta li'ish acher. Yeah, if she goes married somebody else, Kiddushin will be tofes. But if she goes to Kirubim, to her relatives, no good. Matkif la Rabbi Abba. Ve'ema le'acher ve'lo le'ben. Gemara, hold it. Maybe all the pasuk means, and says like this, she can only get married to somebody else, Kiddushin will be tofes, but not to her husband's son. Maybe that one case. Maybe Bala, husband has a son, let's say. The Gemara is assuming that's the closest relationship to a person, let's say, besides her own son, but the husband's son. And maybe the person was saying like this, that one relationship of kirba, that kiddushin is not tofes. But maybe all other kirbot, all other relations of relatives, kiddushin is tofes. I mean, how do you know to include all kirobim? Maybe it's only coming to exclude one karob, and which karob, the closest one, she cannot go now and marry her husband's son. Maybe that's what it's telling you. The kiddushin is not tofes in that one case. So the Gemara says, Ben? Ben yaketib ben. It's a man. Ben? We know that already. Beferush. Lo yikach ish et eshet abiv. Clearly, the Torah says that a man cannot marry his father's wife. Which means you cannot take your... the lady cannot go with the father's son. So that's Bifirush in the Torah. We don't need a pasuk to teach me that. So the Gemara says, Acher lamali. Also, what is Biyatzev? I tell the Chalish Acher. Shmamina le'acherim ve'lo le'kerubim. It's coming to teach me the Dirasha. Acherim kiddushin is tofes, but not to kerubim. Ve'ema idi v'idi le'ben. Now maybe I'll tell you, I need two pesukim that you cannot take the ben, the husband's son. Ha le'katahila hadi avad. And one pasuk lo yikar is telling me lechetahila you can't do it, and then I have v'yaita v'yatzav alchav v'isha acher teaches me that what dafka alchav ve'lo leben it's b'di'avad, which means maybe I need two pasukim. One to tell me that the ben is maybe I'll tell me only the ben is asur lechetahila. That's why I need the second pasuk to come and tell me no, the ben is asur even b'di'avad, but maybe other kerubim kedushin is tofes. Skebola says lechetahila. But we know already, like a ta'ilah, kiddushin is not going to be tofes by a ben. Why? Me'achot isha nafka. It's the same dynamics as a person not allowed to marry his wife's sister. Why? What's the connection? Me'achot isha bekaret. Just like achot isha. You know, it's karet. Lo tekadesh. And we know you cannot marry her, like a ta'ilah. Torah says you cannot marry achot ishto. Hebe mitot bedin. Local chicken. Which marrying the husband's son, which is Hayuv Mitot Bedin, or the Mosul Kiddushin should not be tofes. If Anachot Isha, which is punishable by Karet, without a Mitat Bedin, the Kiddushin, you cannot do it like a Ta'ilah, certainly you would not be able to marry Ben Ba'ala, like a Ta'ilah. So I don't read the Pasuk for like a Ta'ilah. Oh, so therefore, the Pasuk must be coming to me. I tell Isha Acher, Acher is Mutah, but not for Kerubim. And therefore, I know Kerubim is Asur from the Pasuk. No, maybe the pasuk by achot isha that says lo tikach, you cannot take your wife's sister, that is lechetahila. Ha lechetahila had to be avad. And the pasuk v'yatzav ayata l'ish acher is telling me l'ish acher mutar, aval achot isha afilu b'di'avad, no good. Because maybe the whole derasha is dafka by achot isha, they tell me lechetahila asud, and another derasha tell me b'di'avad, it's asud. And how do you know everybody else? How do you know all other isurim? Gemara says, inakinameh. You know something? You're right. Ashkechan Achot Isha. At least we found Achot Isha, which is a relative. Okay, guy marrying his wife's sister. That's a relative. Right? Wife's sister. And it's cut it. And the pasuk is telling me kiddushin is not going to be tofes. How do you know everything else? She'ar arayot minalam. Here's the key. Yafinan ma'achot isha ma'matzinu. Ma'achot isha miyuhedir. She arva. Just like achot isha with the Torah is called an arva. V'hayavim al-zaduna karet. And if a person marries achot ishtos karet, v'shigigata chata, and if he brings doesn't b'shigigata yasmi chata, v'lot nafti ba'kiddushin, because we know the Torah says lo tikach, and we know it says, v'ayita li'isha chayed la'achel, kiddushin is tofes v'lo ala, v'lo the kerubin, and if we know even b'di'avar it's not tofes, so kiddushin is not tofes b'achot isha, of course she arva. So to all the alayot. V'hayavim al-zaduna karet, so at the end of the day, somebody asks, what's the mekor? How do you know kiddushin is not the first mehidek, mehidek keritut? Ma matzinu me'achot ishto. Just like achot ishto. Is hayav karet. And in kiddushin tofsim, so to all things that are similar to it, give us away. Mishlama kol lihu achan. You can learn everything from there. Emma, two exceptions. Eshet ish ve'eshet ach, ikal mefrach. But two cases are different. Why? Ma la'achot isha sheken en la heter b'mkom mitzvah. You can never marry eshet ach. You can never marry achot ishto. Your wife's sister is asura, even in the case where there's a mitzvah. No such thing as mitzvah. You can never marry. That's why, not b'mkom mitzvah. Mitzvah is never matir achot ishto. Therefore, I'll say we're mahmir. However, tomar be'eshet ach, but eshet ach, which is your brother's wife, which sometimes is permissible, she'esh la'eteh b'mkom mitzvah, maybe kiddushin is tofes. You want to compare all these chayibay kiddushin to all of them, it's got to be similar. I'll tell you, it's not similar to eshet ach. Because eshet ach has a kula. What's the kula? B'mkom mitzvah tzmutar. So therefore, maybe kiddushin will be tofes. You have no raya from achot ishto. And what about eshet ish? Eshet ish nameh ikal mefrach, ma'ad anak sheken en la heter b'chaye osran. Which means, by achot ishto, you never have a heter as long as the sister is alive. A guy's married, as long as his wife's alive, if he can never marry, sister. Even if he gets divorced to his wife, he still cannot marry this, so he have a chumrah. Which means, b'chaye, it's going to be asur. Tomar b'eshet ish yesh la heter b'chaye osran. But eshet ish is mutar when she's alive. Once you get a divorce, you can marry that other lady. So therefore, eshet ish has a kula. A guy's married, right? When she gets divorced, that eshet ish now is permissible. So therefore, you have a kula. So who told you that it's telling you all arayot in kiddushin tofsin? Ela marav yonah ve'tima rav hunah v'rav yoshua. Amar kera, kol asher ya'aseh mikol ha'to'evot ha'ele v'nechretu. Hukshu kol ha'orayot kulam. La'achot isha, which we have a pasuk that comes along and calls all the arayot together. Cool. To teach me what? All arayot are equal and they're similar to achot isha. And I say, ma achot isha lo tafsi ba kedushin, af kol arayot kolav lo tafsi ba kedushin. Basically, we're going back to that answer. It's from achot ishto. Don't bring the exceptions. All the arayot, bottom line, are called in one pasuk. They're equivalent to each other. And therefore, just like achot isha and kedushin tofsin, so therefore, all arayot in kedushin tofsin. And once we say in kedushin tofsin, memela, the child is going to be a mamzer. Because since it's in kedushin tofsin, why is in kedushin tofsin? Because you've got it. It's a very serious juncture. So therefore, memela, we know that the children are going to be mamzerim from such a union. Kevaras wait. If that's your, if that's the limud, afilu nidanameh. But we know a nida is isur karet. Okay? However, we also know that kiddushin is tofsin by a nida. Which means, kiddushin is the person, let's say, makes kiddushin to a nida. The kiddushin is tofes. Now she says, im kiddush pinuya bimeni data, the Gemara is asking, lo leve kiddushin. Right? If a person went with his wife when she's nida, the child should be mamzer. Because your rule is what? So should bring mamzerut. But we know it's not so. Amar Abaye, alama, then why? Amar Abaye, hakol modim beba'al nida. Everybody agrees.
And I'll tell you who the everybody is in a second. But everybody agrees, Baal Anida V'ala Sota She'en Avalad Mamzer. We have a big machlok in the Masechet Yebamot. What brings Mamzerut? Shim'on HaTimni, which is the Shita that we're learning now, holds Mamzerim come from Hibe Karet. Anywhere there's a Hibe Karet, En Kedushin Tofsin, Yesh Mamzer. Rabbi Akiva is more stringent. He says Mamzerut comes even from Hibe Lavin. Any Isur of even a Lav creates a Mamzer. So the Gemara says, even according to Shim'on HaTimni, that normally says Karets bring Mamzerut, even he agrees by Nida, it doesn't bring Mamzerut. And even Rabbi Akiva that says by Hebe Lavin it brings, but by Sota it doesn't. What's the case of Sota? A Sota, before she drank the waters, she's forbidden to her husband. If the husband went with her at that point, it's Yisud Lav. And still Rabbi Akiva agrees in that case, for whatever reason, it does not bring Mamzerim. But what, so what do you see? The question then is, why is that so? The Chaura, you just gave me a rule. You have Karet. So the Chaura should be Karet. And Kiddushin Tofsin, it should be Mamzer. But Nida doesn't work that way. Why not? So the Gemara says, that's a special Gezerat. Amar Haskiya, Amar Kera, Uthi Nidata Alav. Amar Afilu Bishaat Nidata Tehe Bahavaya. Uti, there'll be a havaya, there'll be a kiddushin even b'sh'at ha-nidut. Good, so you have an exception, which means all the other karets in kiddushin tofsin v'avalad mamzer, like achot isha and everything else. You have nida, which is an exception, kiddushin yetofes, even though it's yisur karet to go with a nida, v'avalad in mamzer. So now the Gemara says, if that's the case, mechti, ika le'akusha le'nida. V'ika la'akusha la'achot isha. May hazid dem akshat lehu la'achot isha, aksha l'nida. Gemara has a simple question. You started off to tell me, how do you know Kiddushin is not tofes b'chaybe karet? How do you know Kiddushin is not tofes? From achot isha. And once I learn from achot isha, I learn everything else. Who told you to learn from achot isha that it's not tofes? Learn from nida that it is tofes. They're simple. They're both karets. So who told you to learn from Achot Isha to tell me, in Kiddushin Tofsin. Learn from Nida to tell me, yeah, Kiddushin Tofsin. Gemara says, listen, I could have went either way, right? Kula v'chumra. I could have either went the Kula, I could have went the Chumra. The Chumra makshinan. Okay, Klal. Right, you have a choice to go the Kula or the Achmir. I'm going to go the Achmir. And say what? In Kiddushin Tofsin, b'avalad mamzer. That's the Chumra of it. That the Valad is going to be a mamzer. Because we're going to say, in Kiddushin, Tofsin, Amen.